Welcome to VFN Radio's Extra Hour. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me in the Extra Hour is John Ramos.
Good morning.
Good morning. Also joining us is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
Whoa, guys. Here we are. In the Extra Hour. What a marathon, as we were just carrying on about and talking about the tragedy that's taking place in Georgia at the World Changers gathering, how the shooting took place during prayer. Mm. And we have to begin to just intercede and pray for them and comfort them. At the same time, we got to think about, what are we doing? What are we doing where 30,000 of us are in one place when people every day, 100 and something thousand a day, are dying and either going to heaven or hell?
That's right.
And what are we doing, you know, and how we're responding to the invitation to the wedding banquet? If you hadn't heard that, you got to get a right perspective of the kingdom of God. It'll encourage you. Mm-hmm. It'll show you that drawing inside of you to obey God is not some weird, strange thing. It's actually normal to want to tell people about God. It's normal about wanting to share your faith, and it's normal mm-hmm. about wanting to see people not in their life in gross darkness. You know, it's normal to want to invite people into the kingdom of God. It's not abnormal. Mm-hmm. It's sad to say right now, according to what we see, that statistics say that 95% won't invite one person to the banquet.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's all going to work out. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people seen a lot of light at the end of tunnels, and people wrote a lot of books, but you know, I sure hope they're all right. Mm-hmm. But you want to filter that with Jesus' words.
That's right.
You want to filter it. And the thing is that when the rich young ruler was walking with Jesus and listening to Jesus, when Jesus told him what the price was, he walked away from Jesus. But still, this is what, and Jesus loved him, it says. Well, Jesus loves us, but he'll love us all the way to hell.
I mean, that's right.
He loves us. He loves us so much that he's going to allow us to make our own decisions. He's not going to
give you a choice. Gives you absolute choice.
He is not going to force our hand.
He's just
not going to force our hand. And so I just want to encourage you, pray for them, comfort them, but begin to ask yourself, you know, how do we begin to win this country back to God? How do we begin to wake the church up? What do we do? And the first thing we're going to need to do is respond to the invitation, but not only respond, but to get dressed up. And if you can hear this in the first hour, but we get dressed, the clothes that we wear in the presence of God that keeps us in heaven is our acts, our deeds, mm-hmm. our fruit, you know, what we do. Jesus said that we're known by our fruit. You know them by their fruit. And he calls them false prophets, which means these are very religious folk. I mean, they're very religious, and many people are going to come to me, Jesus said in the last day, and say, Lord, Lord, and they'll talk about gifts. Did we not sing? Did we not prophesy? Did we not have all these miracles and different things? He says, but I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So fruit is not your gift. I know that if you have a gift and you've been told that that's actually your fruit, that you've been wearing that puppy out, like it's actually something you did, that's not something that God gave you. And,
mm-hmm. right.
and people like gifts. I mean, you see gifts in the world where God gives gifts to people, and they use their gift, and people are attracted to it, and they'll lay money at the feet of those people.
Mm-hmm.
They call them artists, and they buy their albums or their tapes or CDs or downloads or go to their movies, and it makes them wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're using that gift.
Mm-hmm.
And so gifts are not who we are. What we do with those gifts, what we do for others, the righteous deeds of the saints is what we're actually wearing, is what we're clothed with.
Right.
And when he finds out we're not clothed, which means if we didn't do anything, if we just said we have faith but we didn't do anything, we had no deeds, we have no... It's sort of like saying, hey, if you believe that chair will hold you, you'll sit in it.
That's right.
But it's saying, hey, I believe that chairs will hold me, but you've never sat in it. You don't have faith. It'll hold you. And so it's just talk. It's called dead faith. It's mm-hmm. called useless faith, the brother of Jesus said in the book of James, you know, James chapter 1, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to have faith. This is the key. This, believe it or not, it's not as complicated as religions made it out to be. It's just the church being the church. It's time for us to wake up and to go in the harvest field and begin to let our good works be seen by man, which is God's goodness coming out of us, so that God would get glory
mm-hmm.
and people would see this is the best way for us
mm-hmm.
and that God is merciful and forgiving and will restore our land.
Mm-hmm.
But if we do nothing, if we just keep showing up and watching the righteous deeds of one, and living vicariously through their fruit, it's not going to be well. Because, yeah, you're going to be at the wedding feast, but then Jesus is going to walk in and go, how did you get in here? You're not even dressed. And he's going to, you know, you can say this, but the guy that Jesus was talking to, he's going to be speechless. By the way, if you read Howard Pittman's The Gospel, or no, it's called Placebo Gospel.
Placebo Gospel.
You're going to be speechless. I mean, all of us are going to be speechless, but this guy looks at the king and he's speechless because he's not dressed.
Mm-hmm.
It's obvious when you get around people who walk with God, you're going to feel, you know, kind of exposed a little bit if you've been being religious, but you're not really walking with God. Don't feel bad. Don't let the accuser accuse you. Just realize you just need to meet Jesus and give your life to him.
Yeah.
You know, whatever that was that you're doing prior to that, don't try to integrate it in what's going on. Just say, you know, I'd rather have what they have.
Some just gotta start all over again and say, I don't know what was that. And Jesus, I just want to start fresh, you know, because sometimes you see you mixing of religion and just stuff that you've picked up over the years. And let me tell you, America knows a lot about Jesus, but I don't know how much we actually know Jesus. You know what I'm saying?
There's how you know if we know, you know us by our fruit.
That's right.
You know us by our fruit.
Not by what we say, what we wear, or the t-shirt we have, or what we put on our Facebook.
Yes. And so I just want to encourage you to pray for the church in Georgia, you know, with the people. We're talking about the people that are there, that gather there. Pray that God would give Brother Creflo wisdom as the apostle of that work, how to be able to help encourage everybody and maybe challenge, say, listen, we just can't let this thing keep on happening. We're going to have to begin to bring light into Georgia, into Atlanta, into the Southeast, and, you know, we can lose those 30,000 people to go. There's like 3,300 counties in America, something like that, 3,300 counties, but 50 states. Just divide it all out and say, you know, if we just spread out.
30,000, you could put 1,000 for each state. I mean,
that's almost as many IRS agents that President Obama just hired.
Right.
That's where we get that number from. We were actually working with that number. I mean, they're actually running a country off that. Maybe we can actually bring a church back to think about it.
Wow, imagine that.
Oh, my goodness. You got to catch that. If you didn't catch that in the first hour right there. I don't know if you may have heard about this, but you know, we have to be very mindful of what is taking place in the signs of the times, because there becomes a time where if you're not paying attention, if we don't understand it, then we can end up on the wrong side of history, the wrong side of heavenly history, if you would. And right now, with so many things taking place, everything can happen, it looks like, to bring in this one world economy.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're reading in Revelation, I believe chapter 13, John, you can find that for me, but in regards to it, that he will convince everybody, that the spirit of Antichrist will convince everybody that you can't buy or sell without getting into his system, you know, without taking the mark on. You cannot buy or sell without having this particular identification. And you think about it, well, if somebody says, well, that couldn't happen. Well, if you think that, then you just haven't been paying attention.
Right.
You know, that the younger people can tell you, oh, that not only can that happen, but they would tell you, I already took the mark.
Yeah, right.
You know, it makes so much easier when they actually handle your finances for you. You know, but we don't know. We got to pay attention, because of understanding that we can blindly just click through. And if you haven't went and seen on the VFN Torch, one of the highlights that we talked about in the segments was, you know, terms of condition, clicking through how people are not reading the small print and they're accept. We got to pay attention. We got to pay attention, because money, people say, they just keep bringing money up. Well, that's going to be a part of it. Whoever controls the money controls the vision.
Right.
And so what you have is there's people wanting to control the world. They're going to control the vision of the world by controlling the economy. That's what they want to do. It's not weird. That's just what happens. And with that,
it's Revelation 13:17.
Yeah, Revelation 13:17. And he says very specifically there that, he will also force everyone, small, great, rich, poor, free or slave, to receive the mark on his right hand or his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless the mark, unless they actually have the mark, which is the same as the number of men.
Mm-hmm.
And so this mark, this identifier, just gives you access. It's like a backstage pass to be able to do business. And you think that couldn't be, but I mean, it's happening today. And as we talked about in the first hour, the biggest issue that's happening, keeping that from taking place, is God's people on the earth. It's just they're fighting against God's people on the earth right now, who are not fighting them, but we're just standing up for God. And we're saying, we can't do this, can't mm-hmm. do this. And but more mm-hmm. people are going, okay, you wore me out. And they're basically clicking. But mm-hmm. right now, they have this thing is called RFID chips,
mm-hmm.
radio frequency identification chips, that they're tracking students in Texas. Think about it. In Texas, reportedly, the PC World talks about an article called Texas School Uses the RFID badges to track student locations. They're tracking students. They're putting these little chips on the students that send out a radio frequency that lets them know whether the student is there or not and where they are on the campus.
Wow.
Is that wild?
And what's that tied to?
As a part of the controversial trial that someday could include 112 schools in Texas, and nearly 100,000 students, Northside Independent School District in San Antonio, Texas, recently issued their students at two of its campuses new badges that were embedded with RFID chips. That's radio frequency identification chips. And it's tied to funding, as always.
Hmm.
Learn how to do without things. It's just pathetic. Now, my dog, you know, he'll do anything for a treat, but we got to quit. You know, letting money
so
be.
So most Americans.
But the whole thing is this. He said you can't serve both God and money. So you're going to have to learn to make decisions that cost you something.
Right.
David said, I will not give something to God unless it costs me something.
Mm-hmm.
And so practice now. The first way you can practice is quit robbing God.
Right.
Now start practicing, because if 97% of the church, regular churchgoers, you know, would go, you know, twice a month, I think George Barna says, only 97% of them don't even give to God his tithes and offerings.
Right.
I mean, you're already held captive if that's you. I mean, it's going to be hard for you not to buy into this thing, which is pretty, and it kind of makes you rethink the whole thing when Jesus said, wide is the road that leads to destruction, and many go that way, and narrow is the way that leads to eternal life, and few that find it. Makes you like, this might be 3% of the population, this consistent 3% thing. And so we're just letting that happen. Why? Because it's tied to funding. I've seen principals go to jail because they fluffed the numbers in their school so they can get funding. People that didn't show up, that were always skipping school and didn't go up, they cost the school funding.
Right.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks.
How did you know?
No problem.
I showed up, and I don't know what happened. Anyway, so
yeah, right.
But they got their funding.
Chris got better grades, and he didn't show up. What happened?
Yeah, I don't know. yeah, exactly. He's good. So they're tracking the kid. So your kid gets off the bus, and all of a sudden it's like boom, boom. Like
he's a submarine. Checked in.
He's checked Ka-ching. In. Cha-ching.
He checked in.
Yeah. It's like, horrible. Oh my goodness. I gotta pause for a moment. I don't know why a parent would allow anybody to put a chip on your kid.
Mm.
You know your kid's listening to you. I mean, they may not listen to you, but if they're like toddlers, they're listening to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to hang a RFID chip around your kid, so the school gets funding, so that the teachers union can get their money. And these guys are like, come on. Come on. Listen, we need to make sure our teachers are taken care of, but we need to come up with some other way to connect funding other than tracking our kids.
Right.
Because the teachers should be paid, but it shouldn't be at the expense of giving up our freedom.
Right.
My goodness. I mean, when I think about the report that even in credit cards now, they have a radio frequency identification in credit cards. You'll see that. Listen to this report. You should be blown away about this particular report.
Millions of debit and credit cards like this one. 13 Investigates has discovered a tiny device inside these cards that may be putting you at risk for fraud. Investigative reporter Bob Siegel shows you how to tell if your credit card is one of those affected and the simple steps you can take to protect yourself.
Whether you're buying groceries or gas or dinner to go, nowadays you can just wave your card and you're on your way. It's the latest technology in millions of credit and debit cards, thanks to a tiny chip hidden inside. It's called RFID, radio frequency identification. This little device sends out a radio signal with your credit card information. It's designed to be a faster way to pay at stores all over town. But if you have one of these cards,
oh my gosh,
there's something else you should know.
That's just really scary.
That's crazy.
Definitely odd that that can happen.
Your credit card might not be as safe as you think it is.
With what I have here, I can get your credit card number, your expiration date, and everything I need to make a clone card.
Walt Augustinowitz is a credit card protection specialist. He bought this credit card reader off the internet for less than $100. And he's about to use it at the Indianapolis airport.
Whoa. This is your credit card number right here.
Oh my gosh.
Oh. Is it?
Wow, yes, it is.
Wow.
That's scary. Yeah.
With permission, Walt is scanning for credit card numbers.
And there's your MasterCard.
That's pretty crazy.
He's intercepting the credit card information right off the radio chip inside.
You have an Amex in there?
Yes.
Yeah. Expiration 80314.
Oh,
I just ran through there.
Oh,
now,
wow.
Rather than actually taking your credit card out of your, or your wallet out of your pocket and stealing it.
That is my number.
That's your Visa number right there. We're scanning the information we need off it without touching you.
It's electronic pickpocketing. And Roberta Gonzalez just found out she's at risk.
Did you recognize that number on there?
Oh, that's my card. Yeah, that was my card.
Walt got information from three of Roberta's credit cards because all of them have RFID.
I heard about this, but I didn't think my cards were accessible to it. I thought for sure, surely this is not possible.
It is possible, even if most consumers don't realize it.
Do you know if you've got a credit card that's got radio frequency technology in it?
No, I don't.
Here's what to look for. A symbol similar to this one on your credit card or debit card, it's a sure sign it has radio frequency identification. If your card says PayPass, PayWave, or Blink, it also has RFID. The nation's largest credit card companies all say radio frequency technology is very secure. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express sent statements to Eyewitness News, and all of them cite sophisticated fraud prevention, advanced capabilities, or powerful security to prevent misuse. And they say special safeguards mean even if crooks do intercept your credit card information, well, they can't do anything with it. But Walt disagrees.
They're wrong. There it goes.
Take a look at this. With permission from a credit card holder, Walt is taking information lifted from a radio frequency credit card and copying it onto his hotel room key. And watch what happens next. He takes the room key to a restaurant and he uses it as a credit card.
Did I just see what I thought I saw? Yes. Yeah, we took what we scanned off from that card, put it on my hotel room key, and just walked over to that store, swiped it through, made a purchase. Nobody even asked any question why it was a room key. We've done it at big box retailers for several hundred dollars without a problem. How easy is it? Too easy.
It's amazing. It's totally amazing how we're just sitting back and we're just letting this happen to us. This guy's mm-hmm. walking around with something about the size of a little small planner, and he's just touching a lady's purse with it, and it automatically, like bumping into somebody, it sucked all of her downloaded, you know, it downloaded all of her credit cards, her expiration dates, you know, which are normally, you have to look at it, but mm-hmm. it's written in all that magnetic stuff, and it's just broadcast. What happens is the RFDI broadcasts out, so these kids in Texas, remember this keyword Texas, because we're going to talk about something in a moment.
Okay.
In Texas, are doing the same thing. They're walking by, and they can be scanned by their school system, and all their information, they know that Bobby Joe is in school today.
Because they have radio frequencies just...
Yeah, broadcasting out. And so you had all these people walking through the mall, and all their financial debit cards and credit cards are going, here I am, take me. And so
please rob me.
And so it went onto his little device that he ordered off the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes to, I don't know if you've ever got a debit card where you have to go put a number in the bank, but that little thing you can slide, you punch in the private code that you want and you slide it through and it kind of puts a new code on the card. It makes a clone card.
Right.
And you can buy those online. So he did it right in front of them. Did it right in front of them and took his hotel room key now, and he made an identical view of that
credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And went to the store. You know how you go, it was actually a McDonald's. You went to a McDonald's, you make your order, and they had a little thing in front of you. Now, they don't even get involved in you doing stuff. Now, they make you, we used to get upset about having to pump your own gas. You probably don't remember that. But they don't even take your card and run it for you. You got to do everything. It's like, do you want me to fix the burger too? And so he slid his hotel room key through there, which is a clone copy of the lady's credit card,
mm-hmm.
and made a purchase like he was her.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And people are saying, oh, there's no economy happening right now. There's no way. And it's like, we got to pay attention because one of Satan's identifiers, his name is Deceiver. Deception is when you think what you're doing is right when you're dead wrong. When you think what you're doing is right when you're wrong, but you think you're right.
Mm-hmm.
You think about that. And so it's important then to check, make sure we're not deceived. We need to check ourselves. And what we do is we get in the Word of God and we find out what God is saying, and we get God's Spirit reveals to us what's going on in the times and all that type of thing. If only 17 or 19% of us are reading the Word, we're not going to know. And I'm telling you now, it says very specifically that part of the control of the last days, and remember, even Jesus was told that by Satan himself when he said, listen, these kingdoms of this world have been given to me, and I'll give it to you if you'll worship me. Listen, I'll let you be a part of my economy, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
This thing that's kicking in, and you can feel like it's like a lawnmower trying to kick off. It's like a motorcycle having difficulty with the pistons going boom, 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 boom. Yeah, like a car turning over and a starter's not kicking in, but this thing's going to kick off. I mean, we were like moments away from kicking this thing off. And you can see more about the particulars of that is Johnny Foote, a prophetic friend of mine on the VFN Torch. We have him talking about the beast economy and things that are taking in. But listen, right now, we're walking around broadcasting. And it's all digitized. We have a lot of our friends that work at banks and all. They don't have money.
They have real money.
They're just transferring numbers back and forth. It's just numbers.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing. It's just a matter of will we give up our paper? Will we give up our money? Will we give up our paper and different things and just buy into the system? That is the ultimate thing that's going on. And of course, hang on to your money. But the Lord showed me very specifically in a vision. He showed me the paper money being just sucked off the face of the earth, just sucked. Yeah. It was amazing. And mm-hmm. every crevice that you could imagine is flapping and coming out from behind things. And it's just like sucking it. And it was like a vacuum hole. And visions are and stuff in the sky. And so everything was coming like a big mountain. It went to that one point. It's like a huge pyramid type mountain thing that was going up, being sucked up, and then all of a sudden, while it's still being sucked up, the whole thing just turns into fire and flames.
Oh, wow.
And paper money's. I mean, listen, Christians, Jews, constitutions, and economies getting in the way of the beast. they want to control the world, and we don't want. We're saying, well, we're not going to give you the world. We're not going to just surrender the world to you. Sorry, we're going to fight for the Jews. We're going to fight for Israel. We're going to stand with God, and we're going to fight for our constitution and. Doesn't mean we're going to win, but we're not going to just say, hey, roll over and take it.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we are at this point, that it's happening as we speak. We're tracking our kids. It's all money. It's all money. And so many people sell out for money. I was just going to Mississippi the other day, and it was a day that the casinos were in the water. They said, listen, you can have casinos, but you can't have them on land. Of course, then God allows Katrina to come in and pick them up and throw them on top of the hotels.
Remember
and stuff
that?
Right. Yeah, remember? This, the whole casino. Oh,
wow. Huge casino was literally lifted out of the water. It was on the interstate.
Yes.
And it was amazing.
Yeah.
Literally.
And with God, it's like, hey, You got it. You got it. Doesn't matter where you. And so, of course, when I go back now, the way they resolved all that now,
oh, please,
they passed a new law that says you can have it on the land. So they built on land now.
Wow.
That's, it's all progressive. Listen, it's all progressive. They understand you first have to bite the small thing before you eat the big thing. They'll tell you, no, this is about civil unions. This is not about marriage. But next thing you know, constitution's being changed and things are happening. It's like, you just got to make up your mind. You can't bargain with the devil. You got to say, listen, this is how it's going to. Yeah. And so here we are with this economy. And look at what's happening. When we come back from this break in a moment, you're going to hear this. But it has to do with Texas again, Texas Instruments. And one of the guys on Mythbusters who was going to talk about is this RFID chips chasing and tracking things. And it's going to blow you away. We'll be right back. I want to encourage you. You know, if you feel like you had a call on your life, you feel like you just want to get closer to God, you're ready to get a better perspective, a deeper perspective, you just want to walk with God. You know, you want to be close to Him. You want to love God and love others and lead others to the same. You know, it's so important to learn the ways of God. It's so important to not just, you know, give your heart to God, which is ultimately important, but then you have to learn His ways. He says, those who follow my teachings are really my disciple. The dangerous thing about not learning His ways will end up following some ways that are not His ways. And eventually we could be led astray. Don't be led astray. You can register today for VFNU.org. It's Fine Fellowship Network University. If you feel like you're called into leadership, you feel like you want to go deeper in God. And also join us at the VFN family, you know, VFNfamily.org. Find out if that's for you. Find out if you're called to connect with and relate with believers who are abiding with God and just desire to follow God in that. But it's a VFNU for VFN University, VFNU.org. Radical. Was Jesus a radical? Wasn't he a radical?
He was pretty radical. Yeah.
He was rocking every place he went. I mean, the place was just getting turned upside down, including when he went into the temple, he started saying, that's not right, kick over. That's not right, hit with a whip. I mean, you know?
Yeah.
We got to read the red letters again. Yeah. We got to get in touch with the red blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses sin and the red letters in the Word of God. Listen, I don't want you, you know, to be offended. Understand, and the truth offends only those who don't want to follow it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and all we got to do if we weren't following it is just go, that's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want. Forgive me. I'm sorry. I was wrong. Yeah, that's what I want. I want God. Mm-hmm. I want God. And so you don't want to be offended by it. You want to be. Think about it. You know, we're not making progress. We're actually declining. Everything's declining in the American church, and things are shifting to other nations. As a matter of fact, listen to Steve Hill right now. Steve Hill and Peter Wagner discuss the very same thing, and I'll be right back.
And I want to say to those pastors that are watching, if you're don't be offended by anything, okay? Because I'm an evangelist and a pastor, and I've traveled all over the world, okay? And I'll stand in front of a group of people. And don't worry about offending somebody and standing up and saying that they need to be a little bit stronger with their message. They need to be a little bit more forceful when they communicate with other people about the gospel, because we're not making progress.
Think about it. We're not making progress in America. Is that not enough? I mean, if you're on a football team, and the point of the being on the football team is to score points, and we're not scoring points, maybe we need to rethink our playbook. Maybe we need to rethink what we're doing. Let's go back to the original playbook. Let's go back to the original word. Let's just say, you know what, God? You are right. Here I am. Send me. Maybe VFN's for you. Vine Fellowship Network. You can get to it at vinefellowshipnetwork.org or just go to vfnfamily.org. That's vfnfamily.org.
You know, being from Detroit, you know, there's a lot of different things that go on, you know, from New Jersey or, you know, down in New Orleans.
Well, they don't have football there, do they?
No, but they do got hockey. They got
hockey.
Check it out. Yeah, they got an app for, like, hockey rules. They got an app on, like, how to make ice. They got an app about, you know, the preseason, the postseason. They got an app about how to watch hockey.
Wow.
Is that designed to make you go to sleep, or what's the purpose of that?
No, that's to what to watch when you can't watch baseball.
Baseball.
Or football. You got to check it out. But really? Did you know there's an app for the VFNTV.com daily radio program?
I didn't know that.
Now talk to me. That's the app I want.
Yeah, tell me. I mean, even people who do watch hockey got to check this out. Go on iTunes. Go on your Android and type in VFNTV. And you hear all the content. You hear everything that we got going on right now. The daily live VFN radio program. It's like taking VFN TV with you on the go. Check it out. VFNTV.com.
I think about that Promise Keepers when Coach McCartney began, you know, God touched his heart and he began to share with his friend about, we just got to get men together and we got to get people together. And two men, one man, then two men, then 40 men, as they began to do this and build small groups of men around America, then eventually that filled stadiums. But the stadiums weren't filled because Coach McCartney had an idea. It was because God wanted to begin to get men in small groups and begin to show them himself. And so that happened. But the problem is when it came out of the stadiums, it just died out.
That's right.
And what God birthed in us at that particular point was, you know, that it was time. What is the next step after the stadiums? And if you go look at our history, our history started with next step. And it was it wasn't just an idea. It was like, what's the next step after the stadium? Because these men were alive, you know, and they went back to sleep and they got seduced again. They went back to where they were when they were dead. They came out. They came alive in the stadiums and the small groups, and they went back in the dust. So what was the problem? And then we went through a process of repentance where we went into the wilderness to repent for the turning the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers, and God moved mightily. We finished that aspect of it. And then we went with the traditional model of what we've seen happen, and all we realized that is what's producing the death, and we had to stop that. Then God called us out to begin to birth, you know, what we're doing today, understanding that God wants his church back. And I think about this. Reverend Billy Graham worked really hard. I mean, they would start probably a year, 9 months in advance to focus and fill one particular stadium. And he would go in there, the stadium, and everybody worked so hard to bring whoever to come into that stadium and fill those seats to be able to preach the gospel to them once. Think about it. When he preached once, that all of a sudden, people would find God. People would get saved. And they, and he transformed a lot of our nation and our presidents and all the things because he just preached the gospel one stadium at a time. And you think about this, you think about how very specifically that here we are today, what we're finding out that God's called us to stadiums. We've seen the stadiums filled with people. We've seen them filled with people all across the nation. We've seen them. We've seen them crying out to God, and we've seen this taking place. But what's going to happen first, like the groundwork happened to Reverend Billy Graham when he began to work and do what was going on. He would begin to do the work and then the stadium would be filled to preach the gospel once. But what we found out is this in VFN radio, based on what we're understanding at this present point, that when we share with over the 900 million people that are available right now and they're connected in the social media atmosphere, there's 1/6 of the world's population, that if we share with them VFN TV and the VFN radio program, that out of every dollar that we use to share it with them, one of them comes and sits in our virtual stadium. And they don't come, and they like us on Facebook, or they connect to us and download our app, but they like us. And so $1 produces someone sitting in that seat based on what we presently see, where, think about it. So, and with Reverend Billy Graham, who did an awesome thing for the Lord, you know, he preached once to him, but with VFN TV and the data radio program, when you sit in our virtual stadium, when you sit and listen and you have your VFN TV app, you have your VFN radio, you have Facebook, you have the VFN Torch. I mean, it's just, you're just every day the gospel is coming to everybody who sits in our stadium. When you help fill that stadium, that virtual stadium, for $1 per person, it looks like, think about it. I mean, if you just write $10 a month, you can fill 10 more seats in this virtual stadium. The probability is just huge. I mean, think about it. Even $100 a month, 100 new seats get filled a month. You have this 1,200 seats that you filled yourself all by yourself, or maybe even a dollar. We can begin to transform instantly. Think about it. I'm looking right now at a particular article on a broadcast that we had over 73,000 people. Think about that. That's a stadium of 73,000 people that heard the prophetic word over what's taking place on one particular segment. Be a part of it. Let's turn the heart of this nation, and we can turn the heart of this nation by filling this virtual stadium. And if we'll fill this virtual stadium, this is what I believe. We'll fill stadiums all around this nation, but they first have to be filled, and the gospel has to be sown into their hearts now. How can you do that? Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. Click on fill the stadium now, and maybe it's $1 a month. Maybe it's $2 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. By doing that, you fill the virtual stadium, and we can preach the gospel every single day to them, where Reverend Billy Graham only preached it once, and look at the return. We can turn the heart of this nation. Do it now. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. Welcome back to VFM Radio's Extra Hour. I am Greg Lancaster, and joining me is Pat and John. We're talking about the RFDI chip, and you're going to be really surprised you find out about Texas. Why is it happening in a Texas school? Why are we tracking children, American citizen children, and right. two schools in Texas? We're talking also about, you know, to be able to kick in this end time economy that the Antichrist, or those that are anti-Jesus. By the way, when you put the word, understand this, the Antichrist means somebody that's actually anti-Jesus, saying right. that he's not the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so somebody who doesn't follow Jesus and made Jesus Lord of their life, they're going to be having an economy. And in that economy, he talks about it in Revelation chapter 13, verse 11, he says, "Then I saw this particular figure."
Mm.
And it refers to this person as a beast. And he exercised all the authority that he saw happen earlier with another situation that was happening. And he performed great and miraculous signs. Hello, church. Quit following science. It's time for science to start following you.
That's right.
God works with you, confirming his word. Signs follow believers. Believers don't follow signs. And then even causing fire to come down from heaven to the earth, in full view of men, which is the same thing as Elijah and Jezebel and Mount Carmel. It's the opposite, the antithesis of what happened. Choose who you're going to serve. It's almost like, that's oh right. my goodness, you better be abiding with God.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he said, because of these signs, he has given power. He's been given, because of these signs, he was given. Now think about it. Because he did something that convinced people to say he's the one, it was given, he was given power to do on behalf of the first particular beast or whatever. He deceived the inhabitants of the earth. Remember, deception is the key. And deception is what you think you're doing is the best thing. This is really good. You know, we just need to, you know, shove a RFDI chip in our kid's ear before he sends them to school. You know, do you have your peanut butter and jelly sandwich and your RFDI chip, son? Yes, I'm sending out signals now, Dad. Have a good day. You know, I hope funding happens for your school. I was like, that was a bleeping verbs coming. It's like, stop that. Can't say that word. It's like, so, it's like, can you believe it? Like, you're putting an RFDI chip around your kid. Listen, the schools work for you, sir, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
The government's by the people and for the people. You tell the government, you tell the school board. First of all, you tell that school board, hey, it's been great. What a great shot you took at this.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for you to open like a flower store or something. Don't ever darken the doors of the boardroom again.
Right.
You know? But then he says this. He says he was given power to authority over the economy here. He says he also forced everyone, small, big, great, and slave, free, everyone to receive a mark in his right hand and his forehead so that no one could buy or sell. You couldn't do business. You couldn't buy your groceries, couldn't get gas without your this particular mark. And now we just talked about it. If you missed it, you got to catch it in the first part of this extra hour that, you know, people are walking through malls right now, sending out radio signals of saying, you know, hey, here's my checking account information. Don't you just suck my 25 cents out of my account? You know,
here I am.
And so, of course, this is a particular show called MythBusters on Discovery Channel. You've seen the MythBusters show.
Yeah,
it's two guys
and
probably more of a guy show. It's like, yeah, you proved it wrong. You proved it right. Well, Adam Savage is, this is not at MythBusters. This is actually somebody just capturing him speaking. He's speaking and he's talking about, we wanted to be able to prove this RFDI thing. And they were going to do a whole big pro-con thing like they normally do and kind of test all the theories out and stuff. Can they really read your card? So they call Texas Instruments. Isn't that interesting? It looks like Texas Instruments are the ones that's doing these chips.
Right.
And it's interesting that it's two schools in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
They're unfolding this thing in Texas. Texas Instruments, Texas schools.
Interesting.
Mm. Very interesting. Mm. That's interesting. So here he is. He's talking to this audience, and his audience, you know, they're just asking questions. They're asking questions. So here he's talking about how they were planning on doing a segment on what we're talking about. But you got to listen to this. Listen to what he says.
Now I know that. Does Carrie still have the RFID tag in her arm?
Dude, the RFID thing.
Yeah. Why did you not?
No. I'm sorry.
I'm not.
It's not going to happen.
Okay.
I discovered. Here's what happened. Here's what happened. I'm not sure how much of the story I'm allowed to tell, but I'll tell you what I know. We were going to do RFID, and on several levels, you know, how hackable, how reliable, how trackable, et cetera, et cetera. And one of our researchers called up Texas Instruments, and they arranged a conference call between, I think, Tori and the head producer over there for the other team, Linda Wolkovich, and one of the technicians at Texas Instruments. We're supposed to have a conference call to talk about the technology on like Tuesday at 10 a.m. And Tuesday at 10 a.m., Linda and Tori get on the phone, and Texas Instruments comes on, along with Chief Legal Counsel for American Express, Visa, Discover, and everybody else. I mean, and I got chills just as I described it. They were way, way outgunned, and they absolutely made it really clear to Discovery that they were not going to air this episode talking about how hackable this stuff was, and Discovery backed way down, being a large corporation who depends upon the revenue of the advertisers. And now it's on Discovery's radar. They won't let us go near it. So I'm sorry.
No.
We are. It's just one of those things. But man, that was a really, story still gets a little white when he describes that phone conversation.
Well, you do have about 3,000 people in the room who aren't under such legal arrangements as producers, so.
You think about that. Here they are. They want to do a simple segment. It's like, what are you doing here? What? They make the megaphone call. Obviously, they're going to talk to the people who makes the product, all the different things they do. And he's saying, and we're going to make this available to you on the VFN Torch. You're going to be able to see firsthand to watch Adam Savage share this. You know, this is not a Discovery material here.
Reactions and all.
Yeah, chill bumps are going up his arm when he's talking about it. But they get on the phone. And all of a sudden, they're on the phone. They said, we're thinking about exposing the RFID chips. That's not how they said it, but that's what's going to happen. And all of a sudden, the phones are click, 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 coming on. All these people come on, these attorneys for Visa and American Express, and all these, this legal counsel comes on immediately.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how did he find out about the chip? George Soros getting upset about it. Anyway, so that... It put chills up his arms. It's like, we just confronted the devil here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
We've had a few confrontations.
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't realize that you were possessed. I had no idea. This is not the mark. Go away. Look away. Look away from us. Think about it. Look away from us.
Right.
Think about it. Jeez. Here we are. Texas Instruments, it appears, allegedly, based on what they're saying. I mean, we don't know this. We're just... based on what we're reading, what you'll see posted as our references, and what he's saying, Adam Savage is saying, and what we're seeing in the news reports coming out of Texas, they're openly saying we're putting Texas Instruments RFID chips on your kids. You got your peanut butter and jelly, you got your Fritos, and you got your RFID chip. Right, son? You get ready to go?
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. You can walk down the mall, and they're going to rob you because you're sending out, say, hello, I got $5 in my checking account if you want it. You know, put it on your hotel room card. You know, make a clone of my card, you know, unlike the $1 million that John has.
Oh, yeah.
I don't walk around in great fear. Well, John is panicking, like, oh, my goodness, oh, my goodness, oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Oh, my goodness, what am I broadcasting? Yeah, the criminal walks past Pat and the mall goes, psh. he's broke. Yeah, that's right. No, yes, forget this one. Bloop. But it's just crazy. And so when you see there's something going on when all this legal counsel comes on, Because, you know, these guys are just kids playing on a show, getting paid for it. And the budget. Oh, man, that's a great job. Isn't it a great job?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, unless you get fired from a can, they do dummies with all that kind of stuff. But here they were, you know, going to just expose this thing. And now they're kind of scared Discovery, which is a corporation, mm-hmm. one of the story. And so they're not going to let us know the details about what we're putting on our kids in Texas. Mm. So we aren't going to talk about this. You know, they kind of put that, like, you know, they bowed up. Mm-hmm. Listen, and the thing boils down to this. They're chipping the kids because they want money.
Mm.
Texas Instruments making the chip because they want money. And Discovery shut up because they want money.
Mm-hmm.
It's all tied to the love of money. It's like, you got to be saying, we're going to put up with that chip around here.
Yeah.
I don't care how much chip that you have to offer. no chips. And so understand that we got to make a decision. What are we going to do? You say, well, I'm not going to take that market. It's like, right now, ma'am, your purse is probably broadcasting out your entire checking account.
Mm-hmm.
It you got to understand, it's always, when I heard the founder of Apple talking, trying to explain the computers back in whatever, when the computers were first, everybody's trying to figure them out. And he was trying to explain, you know, imagine if the founder of Apple,
Steve Jobs
is talking, and he's talking to, you know, computer illiterate people at that time. I think it was 70s and maybe 80s, I forget. And he said, it's sort of like this, that imagine if you had an employee and you say, listen, I need you to go over and get some books and find out some information.
Mm-hmm.
And so your employee gets up, walks over there and gets these books and gets the information, brings it back to you. Well, that took time to do that. It was a simple thing, a simple request. Now imagine if you had an employee that you could ask that to, that simple task, and it would just do it instantly. So computers are not really complicated. They just do a whole bunch of simple things rapidly, 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 fast.
Because
it's all based on O's and ones. I mean, we're the ones programming them.
Right.
And so what that means to us is we don't have to get up and go get the book and get the information. We'll just let Google do all the things for us. It means that we don't have to work anymore. We'll just let the computers do all this work for us.
Mm-hmm.
And it pulls us out of the responsibility aspect of our life. We'll let computers track our kids because we don't want to actually build a relationship with Bobby while he's going to school here and tell him that we care about him and mentor him. We just need the money that comes in.
All right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the parents are like, yeah, put the chip on him because I'm not concerned anyway. I want my career, my job. Remember, I don't leave that for.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh my goodness, what are we doing? And now Adam Savage is getting chill bumps, what he said, on his arm, just talking about what happened when he called Texas Instruments to talk about this chip. And it's happening everywhere. Toll booth exchanges, all these different things, bridge passes. They say, hey, just put the RFDI chip on there. They're putting it on food where you're going to be able to load your buggy up with all your food and just drive your buggy, roll your buggy right through the doorway, and it will automatically know what's in your buggy. It will toll it up, and it will charge it to your car, which is also saying, here I am, suck money out of my account. And it's like people are saying, well, this beast economy will never happen. The key thing is this. The system's already in place. The question is this. Will we turn ourselves over to it?
Right.
Will we say, you know, it is a lot easier than me going to do the work myself?
Right.
I mean, there was a day, and we'll talk about this, but there was a day when people said, you need to go to God about this.
Mm.
Why? Because God is all-knowing. God cares. God can provide.
That's right.
But this is what people say today. Did you Google it?
Mm.
What, did you Google? Did you Google it? Did you see? Did you find somebody had an answer?
Mm-hmm.
They were turning to technology instead of turning to God. We're turning to images. Oh, my goodness. No, the question is this, church. It's all here. Will we turn ourselves over to it?
Mm-hmm.
Will we just say, you know what? I'm not going to grow a tomato. I'm not going to learn how to grow food. I'm not going to learn how to function in life outside of this technology. I'm just not going to get involved in life. I want them to do everything for me. It's done faster when this computer thing does it. Everything's better, quicker, faster. I don't have to sweat. Nothing. I'm just going to let. And if you do that,
mm-hmm.
The question, this is the question we got to talk more about. We got to figure this out. Because what happens if you do take the mark? Is it over?
Right.
Because there is an American gospel that says you can take every mark in the devil has to offer as long as you said a prayer. You know?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I'm serious, you know?
Yeah.
The whole thing is I said a prayer, I made a decision for Christ, so hand me the mark, I'm good to go.
That's right.
Yep.
You know? And that's not true. You know, there's something, there's definite consequences to taking the mark of the beast.
Mm-hmm.
And we just have to learn to be willing to die for the cause, be willing to live for the cause of the advancement of the kingdom of God. If we're not reading our Bibles, we don't know these things are going on. And if we're not abiding with God, we're not getting the discernment of the Spirit, because the Spirit says to the churches in the last days, so we hear what God says and we know what to do next.
Right.
And so we'll be talking more about that. But we have to pay attention. Listen, it's all here. We're tracking our kids. We're tracking everything. We're sending out signals from our debit cards and credit cards. And you can find out more about it on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch. And you can hear this again and share this with your friends, having them download the app themselves on their mobile device. Well, it's time for the wisdom moment. We're about to close out in the extra hour. I want to make sure we cover this wisdom moment. Every day we talk about wisdom from God's word. And today is Proverbs 25:28. It says, like a city whose walls are broken down is a man who lacks self-control. Think about that. Like a city whose walls are broken down is a man who lacks self-control. I mean, when you think about it, you know, we're told in Galatians that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a big difference between, you know, walls that never were built at all and then walls that have been broken down. There's just a huge difference. I mean, the whole visual, something just happens to you visually when you see that. You see brokenness, you see disorder, you see a need for repair, you see danger, you see easy to get hurt, you know, you see all these different things.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It makes me think of Fort Pickens on the island on the Gulf Coast, on Pensacola Beach Island, that it has many broken walls around there. It's been around for quite some time, and there are signs on it that says, you know, danger, danger, keep out, no trespass, you know, keep off, and they even walled it, fenced it in so nobody can get near it, because it is a fort or a city, if you would, that its walls are broken down, and it's dangerous. These are dangerous folks who have no self-control. And why do they do this? They understand in the natural what so many people don't understand in the spiritual. They understand that broken down walls are a danger.
Right.
They know that we need to block these broken walls off, these broken cities off, and fence them in to avoid people getting hurt by them, and people thinking that you can use them. You can't use things that don't have self-control. You can't participate or partner with the lack of self-control. It's just, you don't know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You don't know what's going to happen. Self-control is a fruit of the Spirit. And when we surrender our lives to Jesus Christ, abiding with him, becoming his disciple, he gives us a grace by his Spirit, which produces this fruit in our abiding time with him called self-control.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're not going to have, people say, well, I have self-control, I'm self-disciplined, and you very well may be, but there's some areas you have no control in, because this only the Spirit of God gives you the ability to have the fruit of self-control.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that the kind of self-control that you are amazed. I mean, you are amazed that God's grace was on you to be able to control you, not to say what you could have said, done what you shouldn't have done. It just stops you. And not only do we, you think about this, not only do we can never actually have full self-control outside the knowing God and allowing God's fruit to come through our life, that the person themselves don't even know it. They don't even know they don't have this particular lack of self-control, because you think people just think it's normal.
Right.
You know, I just go off when this thing happens. I have no boundaries. It's like, do you know Jesus? And they go, yeah, I'm a Christian. And you say, well, go spend some time with him. That's not being mean. You're saying, listen, you're going to need the power of the Spirit to control yourself. Because what you're doing right now, that's inappropriate, how you're treating people and what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, give me some self-control. Now, if you try to do that in your flesh and your own strength, it's not going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're going to have the power of God to do this. There's some areas that, yeah, you're good at it. But ask the people around you. There's some areas you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
You can
right.
You can call in anybody who knows about Chris. You can just send, you know. It's so important because it's like broken down. It's so much difference. It's not like a city without walls. It's like a city that's there because he's broken down walls. Why? Because it was working for a season, but then it just fell apart. Why? It fell apart because there was no self-control. Listen, we got to get back to having self-control. We got to be disciplined again. And this comes by being a disciple of Jesus Christ. If you don't know him, you've got to meet him. If you do know him, it's time to be his disciple. It's time to give yourself over to him and allow his Spirit to move in your life. And you begin to abide with him, you'll be really surprised. You won't be like this city anymore with broken down walls. You'll be trustworthy. Trustworthy. Today's wisdom moment is Proverbs 25:28. Like a city whose walls are broken down is a man who lacks self-control. You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.